Yep. It's us. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the Same Difference Podcast.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was really fire. Yeah. Like, that transition, I think, was the smoothest we've ever done.
Yeah, we're getting the hang of this
thing. Getting the hang of this.
Yeah. Man. We can now own a radio station.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
For us.
Mm-hmm. We're ready.
Radio, same difference.
Yeah. Same difference radio. SD radio.
SD A radio?
Yeah.
SDA radio.
No, SD radio. SDR.
SDR. SDR. Ooh, we're steering on steering.
Hello, people. Welcome to the Same Difference Podcast. With D and Skinny.
Yeah. Episode 7.
Yo.
Wow.
We made it, fam.
We are making it.
We're doing it. We're doing the thing.
Yeah.
Yo.
It's incredible when it's incredible when we, you know, like, just when you, I don't know. And I was saying this the last episode, like, the growth for me is the most fascinating thing about this whole experience.
Yeah.
It's the number of people that are listening now as opposed to
when we first began. The people we're interacting with.
Yeah.
People who are sharing their stories with us.
Yeah.
And who are looking forward to an episode every you know, that keeps us accountable. Yeah. I know for me, when someone is like, oh, I can't wait for the next episode, I'm like, okay. So we can't go to sleep next week. We gotta do this.
We gotta record. And it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And incredible in, like, for me, the magnitude of how impactful, like, small little changes in, like, your life or, like, how impactful that can be.
You know? Let me tell you, this podcast has really done a lot for me just on a personal level.
Right.
Because it's kept me sane through a period where, for sure, I've been losing my mind. I have been losing my entire mind, which I guess leads us to today's topic, which is, you know, we've been independent and now we're living with our parents.
Yeah.
And so that experience of, you know, having lived your own life by yourself,
creating your own rules
and accountable to yourself or, you know, whoever you're with outside of your, you know, home situation. And then now that's switching up and having to live with your parents and literally regressing to, for me, the last time I lived with my parents was teenagehood.
Yeah.
I've regressed to teenagehood in terms of, like, my mental state. I'm just
like now there's a new this what you considered your sense of pride is so
pride where pride
exactly
who?
You gotta you gotta put that to the side in a situation
put
like
your
this.
Pride aside.
I like how you're the one who breaks into song. Your pride. You gotta put your pride to the side in, you know, in a situation like this.
Yeah.
But I think it,
I mean, just let's just give context. You start. As in, when did you move out of home? And now, you know,
when did I move out of home? I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
It's
been a minute. It's been over a decade.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Okay.
It's been a minute in terms of, like, not necessarily, like, I didn't live with my parents for, like, when I was in uni. I wasn't living with my parents, but I wasn't living in school either. Okay. But, you know,
where were you living?
And I wasn't living in a hostel.
To the streets.
Why would that be the thing? Okay, like, you know, she doesn't live anywhere.
She belongs to the streets.
No, I did not belong to the streets. Mm-hmm. Nor have I ever belonged to the streets. Just let me put that out there.
Yeah, just make it clear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we know.
From jump. Yep. No, I lived, we lived in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was me and my sister.
Okay,
else.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, I moved back to my parents' house for a bit, and then I moved out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, pretty much my 20s, my 20s was pretty much, independent.
You're figuring life out for yourself.
Yeah. As much as I am dependent on them, yes.
Yeah.
But I was independent of them in terms of, like, of how they controlled my space and what.
Yeah, your physical. Yeah. Okay. Same.
Yeah.
Well, I moved to Australia in 2007 and came back to Kenya last year. So, I mean, I'd come home for holidays, but as in terms of living, I lived in Australia for 13 years. So for 13 years, although for some period of that I was a student, so financially dependent on them.
On your parents, but they were not in control of your space.
They were not, there was no more unaenda wapi,
where you
when are you coming back home, who are you going with, what does their mother do? There was no more of that, you know. So I got used to that independence, and then I moved back home, and then Corona hit, and then now we're all of us in the same roof, under the same roof. And let me tell you, I think that was the beginning of my mind, of me losing it, basically. That was the beginning of me losing
your shit.
Because I'm just, first of all, I'm wondering how long, I hadn't anticipated that I'd be under my parents' roof for this long. I was thinking, okay, this is a quick transition. Boom, boom, boom. I come home, you know, I get aligned, I find work, I do this, I do that. And then, you know, I'm independent. And then you want to tell me you want to throw a pandemic in the mix?
No.
You want to tell me you want to throw lockdown and quarantine in the mix?
No, that's not even fair. That's unfair.
Yo.
You can't now reverse Uno. Like plus GPIC 6 and then you threw in a joker as well from poker. It's everything, and then plus you know, like proceed to jail, do not collect.
It's just like
I completely understand that,
because
for me, as a result of the pandemic, it's one of those things where, you know, people are affected in one way or another, and then also that's the negative aspect of like this situation, this space that we're in, this time that we're in, this season that we're in. But then now for me, you know, one of the most important people now in my life, my niece, you know, I get the chance to help raise her and be with her.
I wish I lived with my children, like, you know, either my nephew or my nieces. Or, you know, that's something that actually really, really helped me last year, because... Yeah. You know, last year when schools were all shut, I would take my nephew and nieces for like days on end.
Mm?
And as exhausting as it is,
it is the most fulfilling thing.
It is also the most spiritually fulfilling thing, because kids, let me tell you something I learn from kids every single time I interact with a child. Kids live for now.
Now.
There's no problem. There's no tomorrow. There's no stress for tomorrow. There's literally, their needs are now, as in now.
Right.
I want to play now. I want to sleep now. I want to
watch that thing now.
I want to laugh now about nothing now. it's such a beautiful reminder. I wish you know, I would remember that by myself more often, because I tend I just get stuck in a loop of like worry and like, you know, I can't control this, I can't control that, I'm worried, I'm like, fuck, when will I move out of home, when will I do this, when will I do that, and I'm caught in this web of like doubt and what. That's the space I've been in the last few weeks.
Having a little kid around you helps you sort that out real quick, because there's other things you gotta do, you know. I gotta eat.
She has a nappy that needs to be changed. Yeah, she doesn't care what your mood is. You have to change the nappy.
And it doesn't matter for her either what kind of mood she's in. She's still gonna have to poop.
I love that for you.
So, yeah, and so for me, I had to make the decision of what's most important in my life.
Yeah.
And what's just adding strife and, you know, like burdens that I don't necessarily need.
Yeah.
You know? And once I had that moment of clarity, it was instant. Once it dawned on me what I was standing to gain versus what I thought I was losing.
Yeah.
Ah, I was like,
you flipped it. Yeah. So you flipped the doubt on its head and you looked at it from the other, at the coin from the other side. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. This podcast has saved my mind in the sense of purpose, like giving me, I have something that I have to do. I'm accountable for every week. I'm accountable to you.
Yeah.
And I'm accountable to myself, and I'm accountable to the people that listen to us.
Right.
And so, that's giving me that, you know, that direction, that being like, okay, sawa, even though things are not the way you would have wanted them, or the way you would have, you know, preferred them, at least you have an avenue to do this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, because I know moving back home is like, again, you feel constricted for some reason,
you
know?
Yeah.
When do you consider yourself to have been the happiest in your life?
Oh wow. Okay. Shit, I have to think about that one.
Think about it.
I think it was.
Or an age. And okay, so let me steer you in the direction I kind of want you to go in.
Yeah. Right? Okay.
So think of.
I've found the answer. Okay. It's 2019.
When you were leaving?
No, I left in 2020. Oh, you left Australia in 2020. Right. But 2019, I just remember feeling. You know, I had been very confused about this move home. Mm. I'd been very, very conflicted about it because of, you know, my career was going great. And, right. you know, it's not that things fell apart. Then I was therefore forced to move back home.
Right.
I left at my peak. Mm. So because of that, I was very conflicted. And so were the people around me. Like, you know, my former, you know, workmates, my boss. They're like, well, why would you leave? Yeah. Friends, are you crazy? Why would you give all this up?
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of conflict and a lot of doubt being, you know, put in my head by me as well.
Yeah.
But I just remember a moment of clarity in 2019 where I was like, you know, I feel aligned with this decision.
Right.
And I'm going for it. I'm doing it. It's done. And I've decided I'm moving back home next year. That was now in 2019. I was like, next year is the year. I'm doing it. Right. So I remember feeling a weightlessness, an emotional weightlessness.
Right.
So in terms of, I think the time when I felt least encumbered by emotion was that time.
Mm, I like how you didn't say it to happy. That's a very nice way. Yeah,
because, you know, last year I really struggled, to be honest. This year I've struggled not only with emotions, but even with sleep, which added on top of the frustration of the emotions I was feeling. But now I feel like I'm in the process of now reversing that on its head and being like looking at the coin from the other side. You know, I can't always look at it from the point of things are not working out for me because I'm going to lose my entire mind. Yeah. And it's not that my, you know, living home is horrible and my parents are bad or anything like that. It's just that regression to teenagehood, that regression to being someone else's something. You're being told.
Yes.
I haven't been told in 13 years. So to go back to being told is a very difficult thing for
me. That's a hard thing. Exactly.
It's a very difficult thing for me to adjust to. And it's something that causes friction every now and then, especially when I first came home. My parents are like, why won't you listen? And I'm like, guys, I'm not used to being told to stop barking orders at me. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So let me just say, if you're thinking of coming home, think about that thoroughly. Think about that aspect thoroughly. And come to terms with it
because way, you're going to have to deal with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think about that aspect very thoroughly. Think about a lack of privacy thoroughly.
Now back to the question I asked you. For me, when I think about the time I was...
Yeah, tell me.
Well, I think happy was the wrong word for me to use, actually. I should have asked you, when did you feel the freest and most available to your potential?
Oh, 2019. For sure.
Me,
yeah,
it was when I was a kid. Everything
Everything was on the table.
Everything was available for me, right?
Yeah.
And it was easier simply because I had the safety net that was, because now we call it a safety net, right? But it's really not. It's just home.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. So for me, going back home, I've now realized that it's significantly easier for me to do everything else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Had you thought about that before?
No.
No.
I was so hell-bent on having, like, only seeing it from the perspective of my own space.
And I remember seeing it. Remember when I told you, I was like, I think you're better off moving back home.
Yeah.
It's just making more sense.
But me
and Muku, and you denied. You're like, nah.
Let me tell you. The moment it dawned on me, and I was like, why? Like, it would be a lot harder for us to record this, right? Because we'd be coming from different sides, points, right? Because now we're practically neighbors.
Neighbors, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it has made this easier.
Yes.
It has made me being a present, constant, constant presence in my niece's life, you know?
Uh-huh.
It has made that significantly easier.
Yeah.
It has made me Interacting with like people I consider to be important,
yeah,
and necessary in my life, a lot more important, like yeah. my family, mm-hmm. like, you know, my extended family,
yeah.
and like, you know, like, yeah,
yeah.
So once I just decided, well, not decided, once I that was clearer to me. I was like, yo, move, yo.
'Cause let me tell you, you have to go through the internal battle first.
Exactly,
you have to. And you have to go through it, yeah. and then realize, and then also, okay,
your space. You're like, oh my yeah. god, my whole identity is in my living
where
room.
Where I used to walk naked, now I have to think of, you know.
The other day I was naked in my room, yeah. so I'm like, okay, I guess now, you know, I have
consider.
To. I have to. I don't even have to consider it. Yeah. You know, it's just like, man, okay. The kitchen is downstairs, and along the way there'll be people, guaranteed. You know, before yes. in your house it was maybe just you.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I was living with people still.
See, either way, so you'd have to consider.
Yeah, yeah. I still had to consider yeah, people. And it's just like, yeah, it's still again, it's a different kind of freedom yeah. when you're living with your peers
yeah.
compared to living with your parents.
Like, for example, you know, for yeah. me, like,
and living with your parents in Nairobi.
Oh, or just living with your parents as yeah. as an African, as yeah. a Kenyan, yeah. you know, is like tough, because for me, like now, you know, like. Having a drink in the house is just like, for my parents, mm-hmm. it's just like.
It's a no?
No. Gosh. It's a mad no.
What?
Absolutely no.
No, you see.
That has to be on special occasions.
Now I'd be in the asylum if those things were off the table.
So now for me, I'm like, yeah. I'm not even an adult recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've been adulting. I've been adulting, ma. So yeah. you're not going to stop me from drinking, like,
yeah.
you know? Like,
yeah.
a loose, like, gin and
tonic.
That's
tough. That one I find tough because I thank goodness I can, you know, I can drink at home if I need to drink. I can get drunk if I need to get drunk.
What?
Not that I even enjoy getting drunk, but
girl.
If I wanted to, as in I can enjoy a drink at home, easy. Those are things that I, thank goodness.
That has to be.
Not off the table, but I just, like, for instance, I'm such a social being. Yeah. I miss having my friends around. I miss having that, like, laughter, music, you know, like
at your loose sato, you've just yeah. watched me now. It's like, and now, you know, our parents live in the burbs, right? So, like, for them, there's like the optics politics mm-hmm. of living in, you know, in suburbia,
yeah.
you know. Oh, you can't be seen just, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, live in, you know, in solitude, in quiet, you know, because you're a good Christian mm-hmm. family, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's just a little tough yeah. sometimes for, yeah. you know, like, for example, my father to like reconcile yeah. with, you could just call people over.
Exactly. You can't do that in your parents' house. You can't.
And just yeah. relax and have some,
you just, yeah.
yeah.
You have
everything
to now,
is too loud.
Yeah.
Everything
you have to now reposition yourself, and you're always wondering where's the, you know.
And I'm usually like, that's.
And amongst us, our inner circle, yeah. you were the one with your own place, and we
yeah.
didn't even take advantage of it before you
never. It was like, yeah, and for me, it was like if you, and that for me is one of the, like, one of the things that I would love to do, you know. Now, you know, when I get my own place again or whatever, right? Like, that would be a great thing for me. That would be a staple in, like, you know,
yeah,
have a little compound with a, you know, like,
yeah,
little, you know, spot to chomanyama,
yeah, like a entertainment area,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then, because even for me, I want to and it's not really for other people,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not for me to entertain other people, mm-hmm. I want to be able to entertain myself,
exactly,
on a Tuesday night,
yeah,
make myself a steak outside, yeah. just yeah. you know.
Just do you.
Do me.
Do you.
You know.
And.
Right. And not have to save that for, like, special occasions.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, at the end of the day, you know, like I said, moving back home has just made things a lot easier. You know, and it's they're making relationships a lot easier.
Okay.
Even relating. Like, so now, like, for example, I get to see my sisters,
okay,
on a regular
on
basis.
A regular basis,
yeah,
which is something that saw, I which, would assume,
yeah.
because yeah, that's how
yeah.
I would feel.
And now
yeah.
again, it reminds me, like, so, like, for example,
and you go back to having those little tiffs. Who has the remote? Who has? Do you guys have those?
No, we don't have them. Like, we don't have them. But, like, we, it's so much more fun now to be in my little sister's face, you know?
Okay,
and just, like, be weird around her, you
yeah.
know? Because, like.
You haven't had that.
We, yeah, we haven't had that dynamic as siblings because,
yeah.
you know, you have to grow up,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like...
Yeah, same. I miss watching movies with my bro and
yeah,
him
and just
cooking and baking, you know,
something.
Fantastic shit.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I miss that dynamic. I really, really yeah. miss that. So I miss... you know what I miss? I miss playing.
Yeah.
Because I have a playful personality.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
when things are too serious,
right.
then I... then I adopt that seriousness. So you see, like, our parents, I don't think, are accustomed to playing. They're accustomed to being like,
to socializing,
adopting the seriousness of life. Yeah. Yes. And so I just, and this is something I literally put together in the last 2 days. I was like, yo, I miss playing.
Yeah.
I miss banter. I miss just, you know, pissing my brother off for the sake of pissing him off. And then, you know, we see, okay, now I want the remote and I want to play Real Housewives, knowing it will irritate the shit out of him.
I like, you know, and you know, there's no way to say thank you for certain things like that. Right? Like, what, sometimes I look at my dad and I say some shit and I'm like, man, I'm glad I got to see you like huff and puff like this.
Yeah.
Cause like, that's some mad, you're mad.
Yeah.
You're mad,
crazy.
Man.
You're crazy.
You're mad, man. You're a madman, but I love it. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And if I lived at home, if I lived when I lived in my own space, those were rare moments. You know, now I get to do this on like Monday to Monday, you know, which is all the more fun because then now parts of our relationship are getting strengthened.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah. You know? Let me tell you, for me, the beautiful thing that has arisen from me moving back home.
Yeah.
One has been incidental, which is eating healthy. It's incidental in the sense that I live in a very healthy household.
Nice.
My mother is basically a rabbit. My dad is a rabbit 2.0. Like, they eat like vegans. They drink like vegans. Like, they live a very, very healthy lifestyle.
Your mother would love me as a social experiment.
she would love it. And she told you.
Yeah.
But, you know, so as a result of that, I've been, you know, physically healthy, incidentally, you know, I wasn't coming and being like, you know, I want vegetables every day, you know.
You're being thrown for vegetables now. You're like, no, I don't want vegetables now.
And the other thing is seeing the difference of the parents I left behind 13 years ago compared to these guys who they are now.
Yeah.
And even just something as small as noticing how much gray hair they have that they didn't have when I left.
Before, yeah.
And I'm like, ay, yeah.
Now you're meeting different people now.
Your love aged. Yeah. Your love changed. Yeah. Your love, you know, this has changed and that's changed. And this has never changed. And that's,
but then that, when did that happen?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So that's part of the interesting thing. But I also wish, you know, and even they said this, I wish I had even more siblings now, because I'm just like, you know, when you grow up and you go your separate ways, now my brother has his family, and you know, I'm now the only kid at home. My other brother's in Australia. I'm just like, the house is so quiet.
Yeah.
It's too quiet for me.
I love the fact that at like clockwork, by 8 o'clock, that house is buzzing.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's annoying, but also
it's
not.
It's annoying as hell. Yeah. It's annoying as hell. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I love my siblings, but I don't want, like, you know, like, of course, you know, like, this is a weird statement, but you don't like your siblings.
No,
you love them.
I know,
you love
understand
them
that completely.
Because they're so much like you, but they're slightly not.
I understand then, that completely.
And then that not is enough for you to be like,
it's the way you close the door is different to the way I close the door, and therefore.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Oh my God. Siblings are the most annoying.
Oh.
They're the most annoying things.
On
but
the
then
planet.
You can't help but love them because, you know, they're just like,
Well, where would you be without
them? Would you be without them? Exactly. You know, like a lot of the way, you know, a lot of the way that I treat women, right? I had to learn that from, you know, my sisters. Because I have sisters.
You only have sisters.
I only have sisters.
Yo, you have a case study for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they're not. And then also, on a grander scale, like the extended family, there are more women there too.
Oh.
So in terms of learning women and seeing how weird and like crazy they can be and all the different versions of them.
You have.
I have it.
You have it.
Have
okay.
It.
Okay.
And so, me moving back and you know, to a space where is controlled by not me, so a cousin can just be like, oh, I was passing by, and I have to see them and I have to hang out with them, and I'm like, oh, this is dope. But this is also just like, you've just taken my whole day, cousin. But it's all good.
But today I told you, I came downstairs and found all my aunties available just sitting there waiting, and I'm like, hi.
But there's a part of you that really enjoys
that's the thing that I missed when I was abroad. That's that thing of like literally being accosted by relatives or friends or whatever.
Being accosted by loving family.
Yeah, who you never know when they're coming, if they're coming, why they're coming. You just never... It's just... I think COVID now has made things different, obviously, because now people just don't just rock up in numbers because there's a concern there. But still, we get the privilege of being able to see so many people and interacting with people compared to, for instance, people who are in Australia right now and they're in lockdown. And lockdown in Australia is lockdown. You're in jail in your house.
Yeah. You know, like, I was really paying attention to this one particular thought I was having about why we feel so, what's the word? Like, why do we feel so shitty about moving back home, right?
I think it's looked at as like you've failed. Like you haven't...
How?
I think it's looked at... Because, you know, you were meant to go out there and be independent. And but you be are, independent you, you of can your be parents.
But you can be independent of your parents.
But you can't if you're under their roof. You're not independent.
Okay, and you see now that's that. You see that terminology we put and that emphasis that we put that it is theirs, rather than like, and we put focus on the possession of what they've accumulated. You know, like they have a house. You know, my father owns a house, right? And so now it's for you to go out there and look for a house. I like as soon as Corona happened, you know, like. I would isolate myself because you know as that's the kind of personality that I have. You know, I may be outgoing to the people that know me and whatever, but when it comes to like being pandemics. In people's but the pandemic worked in that I you know it forced me to not necessarily leave my house and have a valid reason for it.
Yeah.
So I remember this one time my mom called me and she's like, "Okamushi, come home," and. Now that I think about that statement, I'm like, that is such a heavy statement. Because home is supposed to feel like potential, opportunity, like home base, like where you go to rejuvenate to then now come back better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you remember how there was so much pride when you were a kid when you'd be like, I'm going home? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, home. Okay. It was even the way we said it. You know, at what point was that unraveled? So that you coming back to this place,
me okay, feels okay. Like me, I've always had that itch of leaving. I've always wanted to be outside of home. To be honest, I don't like the loneliness of not being at home, and I don't like the in your businessness of being in my parents' house. As in, I just there's a balance there that I need, which is I need to. Live outside of home but have that family feeling but still have that family feeling or that community feeling or whatever it is but on my terms in my turf so I don't like being told like I said I don't want to be told what volume to listen to things at what you know and not that I'm a horrible neighbor or whatever but I'm just saying like you know when you I want to you know when you control your life those are the small things like that are what you control. Like, I want to shower at 1 a.m. if I want to, without thinking, who will I wake up? Who will I disturb? Who will I, you know, do you know what I mean?
That is a very
just
strange...
small things like that. I want to maybe I want to now sleep during the day and be up all night. I can't do that without potentially disturbing someone else's peace.
But now this is my question.
Yeah.
At what point, right, like... Does a child being in their parents' home become a problem? And why did we let that happen?
I
don't understand. I can be...
Because, you know, Indians do it even when they're married. Literally, they live as families. So, like, I know people who they're married, they're having kids, and they're still under their parents' roofs. And I'm like, how are you all still alive, all of you? Like, how are you... How do you cope with this dynamic? Because I sure as hell couldn't.
Because for me, I'm like, okay. How loud do you have to shower to wake someone
up? No, but you see, it's not that I shower loudly.
Exactly.
But it's just, for example, I might want to sing at the top of my lungs when I'm in the shower.
Okay, then even you're not going to sing at the top of your lungs at 1 o'clock. Okay? Even
but
in
I
your house,
to.
Even at 1 a.m. in your house, you ain't going to do that shit. So, but within reason.
Yeah,
like,
within reason. Like, but I'm just saying... You have to think. That's let me just put it that way. Yeah. You have to if you're living with your parents or even with housemates, you have to think.
You have to be considerate.
Yes, you have to be considerate of the other person. Yeah. And I'm tired of that. I want to be considerate of myself. And that's why it's important. And I think that's why it's important for me to have my own space, because I'm just like, yo, I've reached an age
yeah.
where I'm tired of everyone else's, you know, tiptoeing under anyone else's whatever. I just want to consider me and be like, okay, I want to come in and spray doom on that corner, and I want to come in. I don't know. Like, I just,
that is so weird. Okay, so I want, okay, so for me, right, I want to be like, when I finally start my family,
yeah,
I want my kid, regardless of however old,
yeah,
to be able to be come to the house, yeah, and be like, you know, like, yo, I had a hard day, ma.
Yeah, same. I mean, yeah,
you know, I'm gonna go, you know, grab a drink or whatever, within reason, like, mm-hmm, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But I want to cultivate
that relationship,
space. No, and yeah. even just a space that you don't think that,
like a safe space,
yeah, yeah. like because. The burdens of life are the burdens yeah. of life, and you know what I mean. Yeah. And I think we need to reevaluate how yeah. what we consider to be home.
That's so true. You know, I told my parents this. I think it was last year, and I was like, you know, I'd prefer my child to have their first drink with me.
Yeah,
I'd prefer my child to do that. I would prefer my child to be like, Mom, I feel like trying alcohol. I'm 18 years.
Yeah,
or I'm of age or whatever the legal age whatever. Is at that point. And be like, I think I want to try it. I want to be the person to buy my child their first drink if I can.
First drink, I want to. I want to buy my child a condom.
Yeah, like I want to be the person they can without, go to
exactly so that yeah. so that and to take on that responsibility means that I have to become aware of what that means. Mm-hmm. So, like, for example, home.
Yeah.
What does home actually mean?
Yeah.
So for me, if I wake up and I hear someone in my household, right, shouting at 1 a.m., singing at the top of their lungs,
mm-hmm.
and they're not Beyonce. I'm roasting you for the rest of your life. Like, I'm gonna record this, and you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and that is that yeah. you know, like, so that you don't feel that you cannot be yourself.
Yeah.
But you just gotta watch what you do, because yeah. you know.
I don't know. I don't know. I just want to make my own rules. Pretty much, I'm just at that age where rules, but other people's rules are exhausting.
But who are you making these rules for? Because then
myself,
you're also gonna have to make space for your partner.
You're gonna have to make space
for your child. So yeah. I think these rules should be. I don't even think they should be rules. Here's what I'm trying to say. Mm. The feeling you were cultivating was more important than the rules. You were like, you know, like, say for example,
yeah,
if your house was just unsafe,
yeah,
like it wasn't a safe space for you to go relax and be able to like calm down and like rejuvenate, mm-hmm. and whatever, mm-hmm. it wouldn't matter if you have to take your shoes off at the door,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
yeah. And that's what I'm saying, yeah. the more important aspect of making a home and like, you know, making the space safe is that
huge. That emotional safety,
yeah, is what's more important than the structure huge. And the rules that you set.
Huge,
yeah.
And I think that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah, yeah. It's that emotional and psychological safety.
Yeah,
huge. I mean, for me, it's not gonna be, obviously, it's not forever.
Yeah, definitely.
Very soon, I'll be out of my parents' house.
Yeah, the transition.
It's just it's that transition where I'm just like, yo. This is, but it's also gearing me up and shaping me up for whatever is the next phase, which is again, you know, living with a significant other and that kind of thing. So yeah, like I'd like to know if you know, the pandemic has caused anyone to move back home, yeah, like,
or what if any other thing,
yeah,
any other decision, any other situation has.
Can you relate with us or no?
There's probably a bunch of people out there who can right now, and for me, I'm just like, let's reevaluate what we consider to be home, because it really matters when you need to come back,
yeah.
When you need
us, and shout out to the folks for letting us live rent free. Shout out,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, thanks. We'll make it worth your while.
We're not ungrateful aunties.
We'll wash the dishes. We'll cut the grass. Yeah. I mean,
someone else will do that.
Take the trash out. Again, we live in the burbs.
Oh, we live in the burbs. You said it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Oh, it's the Same Difference podcast.
Yeah, I'm Skinny.
Yeah, I'm Dee, and we'll catch ya next week.
On the flip side, hey, remember, share. We on every platform, any podcasting platform. You can find us, talk to us on IG. That's where we exist.
Yeah.
In a very interactive space. Look out for us, for our lives, for our, you know, for
join
our content.
Join us on our lives.
Yeah. And we'll see you
next time
on the other one.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.